G'day, Peter here. I'm just going to talk about the witchcraft we come across in Uganda. We've been over there a couple of times and it's full on. It's everywhere. It's, you know, the people are using it. The museum's full of it, glorifying it. They, you know, they don't hide it. It's a traditional religion. And, you know, we've seen over there that there was no set law for witch doctors doing human sacrifice. They hadn't made up their mind the punishment, and most people are into it some form or another, and I'm just going to tell the stories of what we come across, and, you know, little short, sharp stories, and because there's too much to put it on one video. Anyway, we'll start with this.
I just want to ask one question. This is for the people in the West. If anybody's been directly affected by witchcraft in this church, don't put your hand up. If you've never been affected by witchcraft in your life, put your hand up. If you've never been affected by witchcraft, put your hand up. If you've never been affected by witchcraft in Uganda, none, 100%, it'd be the same in every church. There's so much witchcraft here in Uganda. So much. This is an average church. These are average people. Everyone in this whole country's been affected in some way by witchcraft. Whether they went and paid their money. I'm just talking to this. Whether they paid their money to the witch doctor to get spells or potions or whatever. And many, you know, have paid a price. So this whole country is full of witchcraft and it needs to be broken off this place. So I just wanted to do this just for an example of what's going on here, that the, you know, thank you.
And these women, I took pictures of these women because they take their children to the witch doctors, and the witch doctors sew stuff under their skin, whether they're little items or whether they're herbs or whatever they are, to try to, whether that they need it for healing or blessings or whatever, and some of them are really scarred bad. And there's you know, I'd say 30% or even more of Ugandans have got some sort of scarring by these witch doctors somewhere. G'day, Peter here. I'll just talk about the rhino story. We bought a rhino back and for my father. It was the first trip we went, and we thought we'd bring him a present back. So we bought this rhino. It was about that long, like a foot, 14 inches long, and about, I don't know, 6-8 inches high, and made out of really heavy black dark wood, felt like stone. It weighed, you know, it was solid like stone. Anyway, we brought it back and I sent it to him, and when he got it, the day he got it, he started getting these earaches, and so did I. I started getting them, like, he started getting them really, really bad, and he went to the doctor, and the doctors diagnosed him with a disease called trigeminal neuralgia. It's called the suicide disease, because it's that bad. It's like someone sticking a red hot poker in your ear. I'd get it like for about a minute, 10, 15 times a day, but he was getting it full on for 5 minutes at a time, you know. And anyway, that's what the doctors diagnosed him with. They put him onto a really heavy-duty epileptic medicine. And anyway, I knew straight away, because I was getting them too, but not as bad as he was, that it was that rhino that we brought back and I'd sent him. So I rang my brother up and said, go and get rid of that rhino. So he's went out and he got the chainsaw, tried to chop it up, and the chainsaw would hardly chop it up. It was that solid, that hard. Then he chucked it in the fire, and the fire wouldn't even burn it. But anyway, as soon as we got rid of it, the day after, his pains went and my pains went, you know, and it lasted, say, for 8 or 9, 10 days until, you know, we smashed the rhino. He didn't believe it, you know. He said, oh, it's the medicine fixing it because he's an unbeliever, but it was that obvious. Anyway, that's the rhino story. Don't bring anything back from Africa. I bought the rhino because it looked harmless. It was just an African animal. Ugandans, there's lots of rhinos, or there were in Uganda, so, you know, but there was lots of other animals, and, you know, we could have bought spears, shields, masks, you name it, obvious witchcraft items, dangerous, but we bought this rhino that looked harmless. It wasn't harmless. It was so dangerous anyway. That's the rhino story. Don't bring nothing back from Africa if you go there. Don't muck around. Well, you could pay a price. G'day, Pete here. This is witchcraft in Uganda about a curse that we come across in the village of Otwell up north Uganda. And anyway, this woman came for prayer and she had cuts all over her. And I had an interpreter there, and the interpreter wasn't very good at English. And they said that there was she's having pins and needles and razor blades come out of her body. And I thought that they meant that she was cutting herself with pins, needles and razor blades because she was covered in cuts, covered in scars. And anyway, they explained that there was a cow died in the village and they called in a witch doctor. The witch doctor got a chicken, cut it in half long ways, and pulled the guts and that out of it, filled it up with razor blades, pins and nails, and then sewed it back up and said whoever's killed the cow, pins, needles and razor blades would come out of them. And anyway, this woman's come up and she's every morning she'd wake up and there'd be pins, needles and razor blades coming out, and I had trouble believing it, and I said, don't you mean she's cutting herself, or, you know, like having trouble with the interpreter. And I mean, it was a small village, everyone was related, everyone knew each other, and they said, no, this is what's happening, pins, needles and razor blades coming out of her. So we prayed for her, and I seen her again within 5 or 6 days, and she was healed up. The cuts and the scratches, the marks were healing up. But anyway, she was complaining that there was a pin coming out of her high up in her inner thigh, and I didn't want to look there. I thought, you know, from what I'd seen in Africa, I could believe this stuff. And anyway, Eric, our friend, the pastor, the Ugandan, asked her, did you go back to the witch doctor? And she nodded her head, or a witch doctor. They loved going to the witch doctors. Anyway, she went back to the witch doctor. We prayed for him for 5 or 6 days. He asked her, did you have any trouble? She's going, no. And then he's going crook at her saying, why did you go back to the witch doctor then? And now the trouble started again. Why did you do it? She put her head down. They all trust so much in the witch doctors because they can, you know, the church, we just opened the church. You know, they haven't got, they don't understand Jesus Christ or Christianity. They understand taking a chicken or taking a goat or something to the witch doctor and getting instant whatever. They think that's going to help. Anyway, this girl, that was her story. She had pins. She said she didn't kill the cow, so I don't know. That's the story. G'day, Pete here. This is more witchcraft in Uganda. I want to tell you about the hell dogs, the dogs in Uganda. There's a lot of stray dogs. They all look the same. They're about the size of a sheepdog and sort of look like sort of goldy colour, like a dingo sort of thing. But we were having a crusade one night, and the crusade had ended, and we walked out of the grounds, and it was it was in a school, and we walked through the gates, and there was a dog hiding around the corner, and as soon as I walked out, it's looked at me in the eyes like this from down here and followed me all the way around like this, just looking at me fair in the eyes, and it's gone like this, looking straight at me in the eyes, and it was really made the hairs on the back of my head stand up, and this dog was about the size of a greyhound and was the mongrelest, ugliest looking, mangy looking thing you've ever seen in your life, and I've never seen a dog just totally stare in your eyeballs like that, as it's, you know, it knew what it was looking at. It was really, like, really sort of freaky. And, you know, I believe in astral projection. I know it exists because I used to be able to do it when I was doing witchcraft stuff. And I also got, you know, I could have been a shapeshifter. I believe that, you know, that the depths of Satan, humans fully demonized can shapeshift. And I mean, if there was an ugly mongrel demon dog in Uganda, then that was it. And it was like it was spying. And as soon as we seen it, it took off. I mean, and there was another, we went out handing tracks out into the, you know, we went into bars and into brothels and up in this down and out, like, suburb, and that night we were staying in a suburb in Kampala with this African family, and we had gates that you could lock, and there was about four or five dogs standing right at the gate. The house was on probably an eighth of an acre. It was only enough room for a three-bedroom house and about 10 or 15 feet around the edge of it for the yard, and yeah, these dogs, there would have been four or five of them just going right at the gate, howling and howling, making all these weird noises. And I was laying in bed and I just said, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ. And they shut up like that. They just bang, instantly stopped. And that happened twice. The dogs, they'd come around, you know, right at the gate, like making a heap of racket. And I just said, I rebuke you dogs in the name of Jesus, and bang, like that. Instantly they stopped, you know, and I thought that was pretty good. That's the power and authority that Jesus gives us when we become born again believers. And I believe that we stirred up the enemy in the, handing out the tracts, you know, preaching the gospel, what we're doing. He come to annoy. That was the best he could do, but instantly, you know, through the power and the word of God and the name of Jesus, they just shut up, and that was pretty good. G'day, Pete here with Witchcraft in Uganda. This one's about some speakers that we're using for a crusade or the opening of the church out in a village in Otwell. There was three young African lads just praying. There would have been 60, 70, 80 people there, and it was before the start. They were praying flat out, like really getting into it. And the speaker, one of the speakers just burst into flames. There was no one near the speakers, wouldn't have been anyone near for about 30 yards. And one of them just started burning, so the lads who set the thing up run over and started tipping bottles of water onto it. And put it out. I mean, it could have been simple, could have been a short or something, but it wasn't, because the speaker was still working and they couldn't figure it out. They didn't know what happened. And it was the front of it. All the wiring was out the back. And the lads, the three lads praying, were praying down fire from heaven, fire, the refining fire and the unquenchable fire of the Holy Spirit, and really getting into it. And the speaker burst into flames, and the villagers are saying, oh, it's witchcraft, and some witch doctors cursing the place and that. But anyway, whatever it was pretty, I mean, it was a worry, thinking the whole lot's going to go up. But when you think about it, it was funny at the end. They got everything worked out. They got things going again. That speaker never went again, but they weren't going to wire it up. But it still worked. That was the thing. Anyway, it burst into flame. So that was something really weird.
Some time back, when in Agago. Agago is a nearby district. It's about, you can talk of 70 kilometers away. There were snakes from the mountain who came and coiled in one of the trees. Very many snakes, like 50.
Was that in the newspaper?
It was in the newspaper.
Yeah, Eric sent me the clipping out of it. Uh-huh. 50, I think.
Yes.
50 big snakes in one tree.
And that was the power of initiation, the power of sacrifice, of traditional worship. Those people are so dedicated in traditional worship. And up to now, it has brought for them a lot of problems. So when we went there, people went there and prayer broke in and God intervened and those snakes died instantly. When the snake died,
God fell out of the tree.
They died. They died. And those who were, because those snakes could talk with people, could talk with them because they were spirit. Yeah. But in form of snake, they could speak to people. And then there another team who went after us. They were doing intercession praying. But the clinical people who were around, they arrested one pastor they want to burn because they say this is their traditional God. Why are they praying? Why have they killed? So then when they came, they wanted to burn that pastor. And then prayer intensified. Yeah. And then the rain came and the thunder began now to strike. They ran away. And God, and that is what God did.
Wow,
and what happened there is so amazing that people know what the power of prayer is.
Yeah.
And the church is whatsoever happened, they call the church.
G'day, here's more witchcraft in Uganda. This is emails that I've got from a man who was saved and he used to go to the witch doctor. He was high up in the Catholic Church over there, but playing witchcraft as well, not knowing the difference, not knowing you're not meant to do that. And we'll call him Odom. And the other man, the witch doctor, who couldn't speak English, so Odom wrote his messages. We'll call him Master Paul, because they call him Master, because he was a high-level witch doctor. Many people went to him. So I'll read some of the emails. I picked out certain bits out of the email that, you know, may open your eyes. This is Odom talking. I feel something wrong with me. I need help. First of all, I have three wives. I wedded with only one. I bought something from a man for keeping or taking care of my family, but this thing come and make a lot of noise, making my children to run away from home. This is the thing that he got from Master Paul, the witch doctor. But I got these local herbs to take care of my family and keeping my animals. I had 14 children from three wives, but now I have only six. All died in accident. I've been experiencing this for many years now. Last year I brought a witch doctor to my home to remove some of these things from home, but still after a few weeks I got the same problem. I used to sleep outside since there is a big bird like hen keep moving around me when I'm sleeping with the chick or young one. That means he's been attacked in his dreams. The spirits are coming and tormenting him. But since this young man prayed for us, that's Eric, in the hall, I feel free and fresh. Odom got born again. He went and seen the Passion of Christ. Eric was showing it in a place in this town, and a lot of people got born again. Actually, it might have been the Passion of Christ or the Jesus movie or even the Broken Chains movie that we made and of testimonies. My first wife used to complain as well, but now there is no problem at home. I enjoyed the last few days well and I feel free. So everything's been set right. Everything, you know, even his home life's been set right. We used to sacrifice animals every year as food to these herbs I got to keep my home in June. They're hard to understand sometimes. Sometimes their English is a bit awkward. We do watch film that was given to me by Eric. I only have one copy. Eric might give me more. He said he's having many films for Christians. But yesterday I had a bad night at Wong Pete, Mr. Pete. Two men beat me up and I cried. They asking me why I allow this young man to have the authority over my home. I was beaten by birds and animals as well. That means when he was born again, the spirits lost control. They're coming back and they're trying to force their way back in. And he's saying they're coming in and tormenting him and giving him trouble. He says, in 1989, I buried 6 different animals alive to get wealth. We buried chameleon eggs and a male chameleon with a red head, lizard with a red head, male skin, another animal, I do not know its name in English, and I buried money, 700,000 shillings, which is about, I would say, $300 Australian or American. Actually, it'd be more than that. It would be about 500, maybe. Anyway, it's a lot of money for over there. But yesterday night, these animals came alive, beating me. Why I allow Eric to my home? My first wife got a bad dream yesterday. My house, my animals, everything was burning. But she said this young man was pouring a lot of water to put off fire in my house. That was a dream. Everything was on fire. Like the devil just wants to totally destroy everything. But Eric, through his prayers, is pouring the water on the fire. What can I do, man of God? I fear to talk to people about all these things. I am free to tell you because you are far. I do not want my children to know since I have seen the effect of it. So that was one email. I got many emails from Odom. I'm just picking bits out. Here's about Master Paul. He's writing about Master Paul. There was a kid went missing. Eric prayed with his parents for the child to come back, and the child come back after 3 days, and it was this Master Paul who knocked the kid off or took the kid, kidnapped the kid to sacrifice him, but he had a blemish, so he let him go. You know, in Uganda, if kids have got pierced ears or any blemish, they're no good for sacrifice, so the parents will actually pierce the ears of the children to... And that'll stop them from going missing because the witch doctors need something that's not blemished or no marks on them for a pure sacrifice. This is another email. Master Paul asked me this question. If you've been doing bad things and now you stop, will God remove his name completely from the book of death? Obviously, he's signed himself in most likely in blood, into a book of death. Another question, he said he has killed his own mother and his own 2 children when they were young, but the spirit wanted them, not him. But now all his relatives don't like him because of what he has done. Will they forgive him and come back to him again? He said he drank the blood of his 2 sons, and every day they speak to him in the night. But yesterday they were standing outside when we were praying for them. Obviously there are demons that are acting like they're the 2 sons. The 2 sons says in the Bible, once it is appointed once to die, then comes a judgment. They're impersonating the sons. But now because he became born again, they standing outside and they can't come in. And then it goes on, won't they come and kill him? Master Paul want to know many things, Pete. That was another one of his emails, so I'm sending stuff back. This witch doctor actually, I sent back scriptures to him, and they printed them out, and they were handing them out in the main street. They got born again, and then they're up the street. People couldn't believe it. They were writing to me, what's going on? This was a main witch doctor. I'll tell you how much, like he was a big man. And then all of a sudden he's handing out Christian scriptures in the main street. Master Paul has been on the run after the loss of a kid. That was the kid that he kidnapped. But he came back. This is another email. Came back to his home, and since he feared to stay, he's been sleeping my home for the last 3 days. This is Odom still writing, and Master Paul's been sleeping in Odom's house because Odom was a friend, you know. Master Paul asked me if God can forgive him since he has sacrificed his own mother and his 2 children to get the power he is operating in and wealth. He's having a lot of properties and wealth. Eric said, God forgive us. Today Master Paul is coming home at 9 p.m. and Eric is coming home to pray for him. He has told me many things and he is coming to tell Eric more. Master Paul has been our master And we used to take all our sacrifice to him animals. He's having over 1,000 customers around the world, even some Catholic priests, Anglican pastors. If you want to win football and married, and even pastors come for help from him. But now he also said he is not at peace, only running and sleeping under the tree. I'm happy today, and Eric is more happy since he had planned to kill him with witchcraft, but things turn on him. And I was too arrested, but Eric saved me, and now I am free. We shall also burn all his power today, if Eric allows. Maybe this was an earlier email, because he tried cursing Eric, and it didn't work. It landed back in his own head, and he had to get out of his house. The demons went back, tormented him. He had to run and hide in the bush, and now he didn't know what to do, but he ended up getting saved, so... That's a story about Odom and Master Paul, and I mean, nothing's too big for God. And he totally turned away from that. I mean, he was a rich man. He had, I can't remember, I think 8 wives. He had over 40 children, and now he's turned away from all that and following Jesus, you know. Praise God, I say. G'day, more witchcraft in Uganda. This one's about a fella who was a witch doctor over there in a village, and we had a crusade and he got saved. He actually come to try to cause trouble, but we prayed for him and he got saved. He got born again. God touched him in a great way. And he's kept in contact. He still writes to me. I'll just read some of his emails out, or some, you know, bits out of his email. We'll call him Jimmy. I want to appreciate you for your effort to come for crusade in Otwell Railway Station. We were blessed. I used to spend a lot of my time income drinking and on women. I met you personally and you prayed for me, and I removed the chain that I was given when I was still in the army for protection. If you can remember me, see, the army, everything in Uganda's witchcraft. They put total faith in it. The army's given them protective chains, like witchcraft stuff, demonized stuff for protection and other stuff. And we'll get into that a bit later on. But he bought that stuff to try to cause havoc at the crusade. Nothing. There was no trouble, no drama. Anyway, he got saved. I had peace for about 3 weeks. I could sleep well after throwing my chain and some stuff at my home. I dumped them in the toilet. A few days ago, things changed, Pastor. I dreamed my wife had miscarried. She was pregnant 4 months. After 2 days, the baby came out. In the same night, I dreamed when my chain came back in my house, and the man ordered me to put on my chain or he will kill me, but I refused and said, Jesus, and he disappeared. First of all, he threw the chain in the toilet, but the demons that are involved with that chain came back and tormenting him and caused his wife to actually have a miscarriage, like really tormented. This is the power of witchcraft. You shouldn't have anything to do with it, nothing to do with it. It's so dangerous in little ways and big ways. I used to have beautiful women in the dream, especially in the night. When Pastor Eric was preaching, he called people with such problems and I went up. The thing disappeared. I used to sleep with these ladies daily and I only used to meet my wife daytime. In the night, I told her I need to rest, and we used to sleep in 2 different beds in 1 room. I was free and delivered, but now things have changed. These ladies has started coming again. So he was delivered of the spirit wife that he had, or the women that he had, because the army taught him. Here it is. Here, when I was a soldier, we used to sleep with some ladies, especially when you feel you need a woman. We were given egg and we light candle in the middle of the night to come a woman, and we could sleep with any woman as long as you know her name. So the army's training them to do witchcraft rituals to bring in women in the night that they could have sex with in their astral sex so they could stay away from home longer and not need women as much, you know, and that was taught to them by the army. And so anyway, that's what he used to do. And but so we sent him some prayers when he got into trouble. We sent him some spiritual warfare prayers. He prayed them that night. Eric went and prayed with him, and he's never had any trouble again. That was almost 12 months ago. And I mean, that they came back, you know, tried to come back. It's like in the Bible where it says, you know, when the unclean spirit goes out of a man, he wanders through dry places and then comes back with seven of his spirits worse than himself and tries to enter back in. But, you know, they came back and they weren't allowed in. He was swept clean, and Jimmy wants to be a Christian and he knows the power of salvation. But then he got into trouble by the church. I was sent away from my former church. He used to go to church. He was a witch doctor and doing witchcraft and stuff, but he still belonged to the Catholic Church. They don't teach him. They don't train him. They do nothing. They pump Mary Oratory down their throat, and they don't know anything. They're not saved, and they just, that's just religion in Uganda, and it's everywhere. I was sent away from my former church because I made a mistake and told them I'm born again and God has delivered me. What can I do? Can you come back to Otwell? And then I will be grateful if you consider me and put me in your program. I want you to pray for my home. Please come before these things kill me. I am suffering too much. I went last week to Orthodox Church in Bar and Yellow, but the priest said I've got demons from the crusade, and yet I was free for about 3 weeks. They prayed for me, but I don't see any change. I had the same problem last night. And then, you know, and then we prayed for him. I sent him scriptures to pray and prayers to pray, and overnight, bang, delivered and no trouble. And then he opens up a bit more on what's, this is more what the army's given him for his protection. Good morning, Pastor Pete. Hope you are fine. When are you coming to Uganda? Well, you're missing the kind of church you started with Eric in Otwell. Eric came to my home and I have joy, peace, and I have testimonies. Eric is called by God. He prayed for my family and bees left my house up to date. He had a beehive living in his house. He says, I bought only one bee in tin a few years back for protection and something that would update me when I was still in the bush when I was a soldier. They give them bees that can speak in the spirit. They speak, they're demonized bees, and they send them out to go around the area and tell them if there's any enemies, where the enemies are hiding, and then come back, and that way they keep them safe. So he's kept this bee in the house, and all these other bees moved in, and there was a big beehive there. He says, I was deep in witchcraft and I have done many things. Eric entered into my house and he refused to speak nor to sit, but he just began praying and we too joined him. Minutes later, Eric reminded me of all I've done. Eric's full on words and knowledge. You know, God just shows him so much stuff. You know, he can tell you what's going to happen a couple of hours later. You know, it's pretty, he's, you know, manifests the gift so much. I don't know how he got to know them, but he spoke everything about me. Afterwards, he called me and asked me to repent. I did everything he told me, and bees left my house. I burnt these bees. They became many from one, thousands of bees from the one I bought from the bush. I do not know how the number increased since I bought only one in my house and locked my house, went back to work. So the bees, the prayer, Eric wrote me and told me about this, prayed 20 minutes straight, the whole beehive just started flying to bits and that went straight out the window. In 20 minutes of prayer, the beehive just left. They didn't have to do anything, just prayed. So that's Jimmy's story. He's still born again Christian. He's now got a job in the police force as a detective, and you know, praise God for these testimonies. They encourage me, and I hope they encourage you. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's got so much more authority and power that it's not even, you can't compare. you know, so far above. He came to destroy the works of the devil. If you don't know Jesus, then invite him into your life. If you don't know him, ask him to reveal himself and believe, because he's real. There's two sides. There's the demonic side, and then there's the good side. God has his spirits, his angels, you know, working for him, and the devil's got demons and his fallen angels working for him. There's a battle, and the battle's waging for our souls, and we're in the middle of it. So we got to decide, do we follow the truth or do we follow the lie? There's only two ways. Anyway, that's about Jimmy, so praise God and hallelujah. G'day, Pete here. More witchcraft in Uganda. This is about the demons that manifested in the students at school. When our friend Eric went up to the lakes to pray, the lakes were where the a false prophet and a demonic cult, they meet underwater, like the witches and warlocks can astral project to places to meet in the spirit. These people meet in the under the lakes, underwater, and they're the a part of the synagogue church of all nations, and they're demonic. And anyway, they tried to kill our friend Eric, poison him, and you know, they give him a lot of trouble. So he went up, he found out by witches that were sent to infiltrate the church where they were meeting underwater. So he went up and prayed at the lake, and these people run schools, and they, through the schools, they train witches. They take them and teach them how to pay them well and teach them how to do witchcraft, leave their bodies, meet underwater, you know, corrupt others and infiltrate churches and bring them to destruction. And anyway, when Eric prayed at the lake where they were meeting, he broke their power base, and at their school that they ran, the demons started manifesting. And because most Ugandans believe these people are men of God, they found it hard to believe when they went round to pray at the church, when the demons were manifesting, not at the church, at the school, and the demons were manifesting, that nothing happened. This is the newspaper clip. It says, efforts to chase away the demons using prayers had failed, so they closed the school. And that's the power of prayer again. He fasts a lot. He's done a lot of 40-day fasting. He prays a lot, and he's got power. And even one Christian praying, one faithful Christian, can do a lot of damage to the devil's kingdom. And there's more. I put it on my website. It's under the heading of TB Joshua Warlock, and there's a video about it. So, yeah, if you want more information on that one, you'll find it very interesting. I had dealings with the man who were trying to kill Eric. They were emailing me. Go and have a look at that. And, you know, if you think that fella's a man of God, well, you need to read this. It's on my website, Soul Winners, www.soulwinners.com.au, for more info. So that's the school demons one in Africa, Uganda.